This morning, state officials invited members of the media to have a look under the hood of Vermont Health Connect. Administration officials hope the demonstration will boost confidence in a new piece of technology. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the program remains a work in progress.
Cassandra Geekus is Director of Operations for Vermont Health Connect. In a beige-walled conference room in a Williston office building, Geekus welcomed reporters to what had been billed as a demonstration of software that will purportedly eradicate the customer service ordeals that have plagued the insurance marketplace since its launch in 2013.
We're going to show you two things. One is how we would process a change in the old world prior to deployment, and then how we process a change in our new world.
The site's inability to process changes to customers' life circumstances in a timely or reliable way has led to billing errors, lapsed policies, and in some cases, delayed access to care. A large computer screen had been affixed to a wall, and Geekus narrated as a Vermont Health Connect technician performed the laborious process formerly used to process those changes.
It's really difficult to serve customers well when their case has to be touched by 10 people over several days or weeks.
Then she showed off the new way of doing things, made possible by a technological improvement that not only expedites the data entry process, but also automatically delivers that data to the insurance carriers, payment processors, and other digital cogs in the insurance gearbox. According to Geekus, what once took weeks will soon take hours or days.
And I think you can see from the demonstration, our world is very different and we're moving in the right direction and feel that we're going to be able to really improve our service levels for Vermonters.
The demonstration was conducted in a test environment, not one involving real people or their policies. Geekus said privacy consultants forbade a public viewing of the, quote, live environment. And the change of circumstance functionality still isn't ready for prime time. Staff is still being trained on the new platform, and contractors are still working out bugs in the system. Geekus says it'll be weeks before her team fully deploys the new software. Meanwhile, more than 10,000 Vermont Health Connect customers are still waiting for changes to be made to their health insurance policies. Corey Gustafson is Director of Government and Public Relations for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont. The insurer has previously expressed strong concern about the problems policyholders have experienced as a result of Vermont Health Connect's problems. And Gustafson says Blue Cross isn't in a position to gauge the state's progress.
The true measure for Blue Cross Blue Shield of a successful rollout of the new software is when that change of circumstance backlog has been reduced to nothing and that change of circumstances are processed and taken care of in a short period of time.
Geekus says no one is asking Vermonters to take state officials just at their word. She says the proof will be when the backlog is eliminated and customer service has been improved. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.